Oh, you're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, a brand new season with the TV Talk Show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 2. Today, we're talking about use your purpose to create a TV talk show that changes businesses and lives. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and the producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
A lot of podcasts.
I know.
And I'm Jacqueline Oseguera. Some people know me as Rich. I'm a TV producer and international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
And welcome to the show. Yes. So this is our second episode into this. And of course, you know, if you've been listening to any of our seasons, any of our shows, you know that we start off with a quote. We just love quotes to focus. And this one is from the Buddha. Says, your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. Find your purpose. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it's true because, you know, Declan, I don't know about your clients, but I have a lot of them that when they do some soul searching for purpose, they're like, I don't know. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? And I love Dr. Seuss. Read it to my kids a lot. And it always reminds me of, are you my mother? Are you my mother? Are you my purpose? Are you my purpose?
Yes, it's pretty common. I think people are, it's challenging because I encounter that for sure with my own life. That was a thing for a long time, you know, but when you find that, when you get clear on that, then everything else that you do is going to, like they call your North Star, right?
Yeah.
It's what everything organizes around it. And anything that doesn't match that or move you towards that purpose, then it's not for you to do, which is kind of a relief, right?
Yeah, when it was explained to me, it was said that your purpose is like the sun, where everything else revolves around it. And then you have your vision, which, you know, you kind of takes you towards that purpose. And then your goals are just the little action steps to get there. And why is this all important?
because you want to become a person worth watching by focusing on your purpose instead of your fear, right? And when you do this, then you can create a TV talk show that changes businesses and lives. And it's like the sun, like what you were just talking about. When you're clear on your purpose and your show is related to that, then you create this unique universe that draws your specific audience and gives you the entire world of what you're going to speak about, because it's your unique brilliance coming from that place of purpose.
Your unique brilliance. Yes. Yes. And you and I have both delved into Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Absolutely. And he talks about the six ghosts of fear. And I think it's so interesting that he's called them their ghosts of fear, because it is. They're not real, but they're as real as it is to what was that, Ebenezer Scrooge? Was it him? Who was the guy that went to bed around Christmas time and got visited
Christmas
by the
story?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the ghost of Christmas past, future, and present. Yes.
Yeah. And these are the ghosts that we live in if we allow it.
Right.
Exactly. That's the hard part, is that fear is it's what is false evidence appearing real.
Yes. Yeah. You know, that which we give power to is what persists. It becomes our reality. And so we always get to make a choice, right? To be aligned with what we're afraid of, and that more of that shows up and that immobilizes, or this is why the purpose is so important. When you know what that purpose is and you're, it lights you up, then you might be afraid, you might be scared as you move towards it, but the power of your purpose is more powerful.
Yeah.
And that pulls you forward. And
there's another book that I do a lot of study from. I don't just read books. I do nonfiction, but it's, it's by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. It's called Psycho-Cybernetics. And what blew my mind in his book was that you can give all of this energy to fear and worry and doubt, or you can give the same amount of energy, because we tend to give a lot of energy to those things that we're afraid of.
Yes.
And most of us tend to be timid towards what we want. He said, but what if you changed the focus and you gave as much energy to everything that you're excited about? And so he called it like positive worry, that positive fear energy.
You can,
if your fear exists, if that same amount of energy exists in your fear, well, turn around, do a 180 and put it towards all the things you want in there.
Yeah. I call that flipping the script. Right.
I see what you did there.
We're the writers of our script, right?
Yeah.
In our reality. So if you're going to use that much energy, put it like exactly what you're saying, put it towards the thing that's going to make the difference for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why we had you do affirmations in the last episode that's part of the flipping of the script, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I always like to tell the story here when we talk about fear and performance, because I have a background in music. I went to college for it. I did a senior recital. It was the worst performance I've ever done in my life. And I was a performing musician for 20 years.
Wow.
And people say, why was it the most, worst performance of your life? And it was because I went on stage with no butterflies. I had no anxiety and no fear. And it was, what I gave as a performance was so flat that the audience was just like, oh, golf clap, nice. I played all the notes, right?
Right.
But some of that fear energy can also be excitement. So when you're
yes.
getting ready to push the button, get really clear. A lot of times we just like, anytime we have this, we say, oh, that's fear. Is it really?
Well, your body actually, it doesn't know the difference between what we call fear and that energy. It's that excitement
right? energy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same physiologically. It's the same mechanism, but we call it fear and we allow it to keep us from something. But this is, you're a musician. I grew up being a musician as well and doing lots of stage acting, comedy. Mm-hmm. Talk about fear. Oh my gosh. Getting in front of an audience in a comedy club. Oh, that is one of the scariest things ever.
Tough crowd.
Yes. But I drew from that, just this, like what you're talking about, that I was terrified, right? It's really scary. It's very vulnerable to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
But I used it. I turned it into energy because I know that my body doesn't know the difference, but my brain knows what I tell it, right? So I called that excitement. And then that brings you alive, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do, like you said, when you go to push that button. What button are we talking about? The record button on your computer or your phone when you're making videos or going to record or go live, for your show.
Yeah. Yeah. One more example here is if you go to a movie and it's, dun, 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 dun.
No.
Do your palms get sweaty? Are you starting to like...
I'm still afraid to take baths because of that movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm referring to Jaws, the movie Jaws. And it's just the screen. You could watch it how many times and your heart still, you have a physical response to something that's not real because it's in your head. If you go to a drama and you start crying because something is making, well, it's not making you sad. It's just, it's a physical response. And so we're talking about this physical response and you can take the what you call fear and you can turn it however you want to turn it into different energy. We're getting a little heavy here. So make sure you subscribe to the TV Talk Show Formula.com. And if you want support from us for your business TV talk show, we want to be there for you. Contact us today at TV Talk Show Formula.info. But it is, it can be real as day, terrifying. I remember back in high school, I'm dating myself, when Nightmare on Elm Street came out, I didn't sleep. I had to go see it again and again and again. So my my mind would say it's not real. And so Declan, let's start going down the path of what you need to do. What do we want people to do that are listening right now that want to get started?
Well, we want you to get crystal clear on your life's purpose. And maybe you've done some of this work already. So if you have, we're going to revisit this because there's always some zhuzhing we can do. Maybe, you know, some words that change. But if you haven't gotten clear, then this is going to be so powerful for you. So we want you to get clear. Think about this. Write it out. What is your life's purpose? And the reason for creating a TV talk show. If you're going to create a show, right, or any video, there has to be that reason which comes from your purpose. So we want you to get clear on that, because it really does become like the sun, like Donna was saying earlier. It's the center point. It's the compass. It's there to guide you in everything else that you will do. And then what are they going to do with that, Donna?
Share it. And create a short video and share it on social media. And you do it afraid if you have to. It'll probably 100%. Be a little bit frightening. We understand that. We get it. But, you're here because you want to create a TV talk show. We could have started with get this camera, get this lighting, do this, that, the other thing. But exactly. What good would that have done if you invested all of this time and energy into equipment and scripting if you're not sure still what to say and you're not ready to share it. So that's why we're starting with this.
And why you're saying it, which is what the purpose piece is. And everything that we're showing you in this, in every episode, is to help you to develop that confidence. But the confidence is from the inside. And you get to choose if you're going to rise up to that or allow fear to keep you from being seen. And we're rooting for you to allow yourself to be seen. So when you do this exercise, this action, like Donna said, even if you're nervous, that's authenticity. And people respond to that. We'll talk a lot more about that in future episodes. But I think we're going to have to start wrapping this guy up again.
Yeah, I know. It goes so fast. We are going to wrap this one up. This is episode 2 of the TV Talk Show Formula, how to use your purpose to create a TV talk show that changes businesses and lives. You're listening on the IBGR Network. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I am Declan O'Segara.
Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with the next episode.